In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is a genre of television show that has become so exceedingly popular that it seems that you can't switch on a cable channel and not see one version of this show or the other, and that is the Home Improvement or Home Makeover show. Believe it or not, those who are old enough remember, PBS actually was the forerunner with This Old House. PBS started it, but it's taken off like gangbusters, and there's all kinds of home improvement shows. I know lots of us like to watch them, and why not? It's way better than watching so much of the unsettling things that we see on TV. These always have happy endings. There's the competition show. One kind of competition is Love It. What is it? Love It or Leave It, right? Love It or List It. That's right. Love It or List It. And so the family has to decide whether or not they're going to stay in their newly renovated home or buy a different home. There's the Fixer Upper homes and those are great shows, especially because Fixer Upper itself is about restoring homes in Waco, Texas. I guess there's a show also in Indianapolis, one in Mississippi, all kinds of shows about renovating houses. And I think that the reason they are popular is not because we're obsessed with our material goods, but rather these homes fulfill some essential human needs and human truths. We want to make things new and better. We understand when something is old and not looking so red hot that we want it to be in better shape. And not only that, but we're willing to put our home, in this case, in the hands of an expert. We say, okay, well, go ahead and rip out the walls and do whatever you're going to do. I trust you. These shows remind us that life is filled with all kinds of choices. Do we keep the fireplace? Do we rip out the fireplace? Do we convert the fireplace to a wood-burning stove, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? There's almost a mysterious relationship, a mysterious expertise that the contractors have in the relationship of these customers to them. The average person doesn't know anything about a bandsaw or drywall or any of these things. But we say, go ahead, you take care of it. We trust you. You're the expert. These homes remind us that it takes courage and faith to make a change. Imagine any of us. Those of us here today who are blessed enough to own a home in San Francisco, imagine just turning it over to a stranger and saying, okay, take this sledgehammer and do what you want to do to it. It takes courage and faith. And these homes remind us that changing your house can be messy. They're always messy. Just watch them rip out carpeting and drywall and things like that. There's always a pile of junk everywhere. And we know that from the shows that take place in cities like Waco and Indianapolis, et cetera, that these homes can make the neighborhoods better. You fix up one home in a neighborhood and all of a sudden things start to look better and other people are motivated to get things looking better as well. Well, all of us who are sitting here today as practicing Christians know that these fundamental human needs that are fulfilled by the home makeover shows, these are fundamental human needs that are fulfilled by our faith, truths that are lived out in our faith. And just by way of recap, consider these words of St. Paul in this morning's epistle reading. It starts with, I think, verse 4 in chapter 3 of Colossians. I'll start from the beginning of chapter 3. If then we have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. That's before the epistle reading starts. The epistle reading then continues with verse 4. When Christ, who is in our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. And Paul says, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you once walked when you lived in them, But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, foul talk with your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. And then here a word just on our prejudices. Paul says, here there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. This is an epistle about change, about makeover. And this morning's gospel reading tells of a rather astounding makeover. It is the 10 lepers that are cured by Jesus. One of them, a Samaritan, returns to thank Jesus. And Jesus says these powerful words that speak not only to his physical but spiritual condition. Rise, your faith has made you well. And so if we can accept that these needs expressed in the home improvement shows are fundamental human needs and truths, then how exactly are these needs and truths applied to our life? The desire for something new is the first. The desire for something new. Here's what St. Paul says in the epistle reading: you have put off the old nature with its practices and have put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. The newness that we desire, the ultimate newness, is fulfilled in our faith in Jesus Christ, who helps us put off the old nature and its practices. Home improvement families are willing to put their destiny in the hands of an expert. That's what we do. Only our expert and authority is God himself, God incarnate, Jesus Christ. Again, at the beginning of that third chapter of Colossians, we have, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is. He is an authority. He is the expert, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on things on earth. That is our authority, Jesus Christ. And then, like the couples that have to decide where to move the front door or if they're going to have a front porch, we have choices to make. And the choices are to stop doing these things. Sexual impurity in general, passion, evil desire, covetousness, anger and wrath, you say, that sounds redundant, but in the Bible, anger, thymos, means you just get angry at somebody, you know, why did you do that? Wrath is holding a grudge and wanting revenge, what a ye. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, foul talk. Other choices that Paul tells us about this morning: do not lie. Be absent of prejudice, especially for those of us who are united in Christ, because there is neither Greek nor Jew, slave nor free. And just like that mysterious relationship between the family and the fixer-uppers, the fixer-upper crew, there is a mysterious expertise, if you will, that we find in our Lord. How is it that Christ cleanses us if we let him? We really can't say, only that he does, and he does it gradually over a lifetime. And those of us who are sitting here today who have pledged ourselves to Christ and lived the life in Christ year after year, we know what that's like. We keep changing and we keep growing and we keep getting better in really a mysterious way, because just like the people that surrender themselves to the renovating contractors, we surrender ourselves to Christ. And we can't explain how is it that the 10 lepers were cleansed by Jesus. It defies a scientific explanation, but nevertheless, it did happen. It is real. And that's because the healing that we encounter in Jesus Christ is a mystery. It takes courage and faith to make over your house. It takes courage and faith to want to change. The truth of the matter is, the cowardly, easy option is not to change. And we almost always make that decision not to cast aside our sinfulness, because Ultimately, we don't believe that God can do it, or that he loves us enough to do it, or that we even love ourselves enough to allow God to do it. And those two things, courage and faith, they go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. The more faith I have, the more courageous I am, the more courage that I have, the more faithful I am. House makeovers are messy, so are human makeovers. It is messy for me to sit down and confront how sinful and unworthy I am, how much has gone wrong in my life, how much I need to improve. That's messy. It's messy to sit down and say, how did I get in this place after all? What happened to me along the way? What should I have done? That's messy work. But like the home improvement shows, when you and I get well, it doesn't affect just us as individuals, it affects everyone around us. That fixed up home in the neighborhood makes the neighborhood look better and probably motivates other people to get their house looking better. Same thing with you and me. The healthier we become as individuals, the healthier the world around us becomes. Our families, our fellow parishioners, our coworkers, you name it. There's something beautiful that happens when just one person decides to get well. So the next time that you sit down to watch your favorite home improvement show, you could ask yourselves, what would I do if I could put my house on that show? What would I want to fix up? And that's always a fun game that we play with ourselves. If someone knocked on my door and said, you want me to fix up your house for you? You can be on a TV show. Would we do that? Would we go to the hassle of it? Because right now, right here, as happens every time we gather as the body of Christ, Jesus Christ is knocking on our door. He's saying, hey, I could fix you up. Will you want to do it? And then we say to ourselves, what is it about my life I know that really needs fixing? When we watch HGTV or whatever else, would we really put our house in the hands of an expert? Maybe or maybe not. Are you and I willing to entrust our lives and put our lives in the hands of the expert with a capital E, the absolute authority, Jesus Christ? As the people on the shows make those tough choices, are we ready to make the tough choices in our lives? To cast aside from our lives impurity and hatred and malice and all those things, which is really not a very tough choice after all, is it? It's an easy choice to want to get clean. Would we have the courage to allow somebody to make over our house? To create all that mess? Do we have the courage to change as Christians and to do that messy work, to gut out the old and put up something new and better? And that new and better thing that we put up is a life in which it is easier now by the grace of God to do what is good and beautiful and harder to sin. And as we watch our TVs, do we realize that fixing up our own house, our own metaphorical house, fixing up our lives not only makes our immediate living space, if you will, cleaner, it changes the world around us. The more I put away filth from my life, the more that I embrace holiness, the more the world around me changes. And as we consider how it is churches are to influence the world, that's a very important thing to consider. You see, the truth of the matter is, I hate to break it to you, but when it comes to our spiritual life, you and I are all fixer-uppers. We're all in different stages. That's how it is. Once we realize that, life becomes very, very simple. Because once I know I'm a fixer-upper, then I know I've got work to do, but I know that Jesus Christ can do that work for me. And here's the truth, the world is not ready to confront because they're so clueless, but the world is filled with fixer-uppers also. Billions and billions of them are fellow human beings. that need Jesus Christ? Do we want that aspect of the world to change? Absolutely. Then we ourselves as individuals, as a church, need to continue to do the hard, messy, long-term work of fixing ourselves up by the grace of God, of becoming better. Because all of us want not only ourselves to hear these words, but I hope and pray that we want as many people in the world to hear the words of Jesus, the words uttered at the end of this morning's gospel reading. The words that are better than any home makeover reveal could ever be. And the words obviously are these: rise, your faith has made you well.